June 28th, Monday. Among the word held by the remnants of the Bible, what is your God-given covenant? His brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the matter in mind. Genesis 37, verse 11. And they will listen to your voice, and you and the elders of Israel shall go to the king of Egypt and say to him, The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us, and now please let us go a 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. But I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go, unless compelled by a mighty hand. So I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all the wonders that I will do in it. After that he will let you go. Exodus 3:18 through 20. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. 1 Samuel 3:3. I went after him and struck him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And if he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and struck him and killed him. 1 Samuel 17:35. He said, Do not be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. 2 Kings 6:16. Joseph, Moses, Samuel, David, and Elisha, who saw in advance. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 3. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. When you pray, the triune God is with you, and the works of the throne of heaven take place. If remnants are able to hold on to the correct covenant within this prayer, God will fulfill what nobody else can accomplish. From that moment on, remnants must hold on to the covenant that is found in the Word. Number 1. Remnants who hold on to the covenant in advance. For the remnants of the Bible, even though they were at times mired in loneliness, hardships, and fear, it didn't matter. Instead, Joseph enjoyed prayer and held on to the covenant. Moses changed answerless situations into opportunities for renewal. Samuel lied down by the Ark of the Covenant and experienced God's special word. And David and Elisha enjoyed the power of their spiritual background. Number 2. Remnants who see answers in advance. Because they held on to the covenant properly, the remnants of the Bible were able to see answers in advance, despite being enslaved, being placed in royal palaces, or living in the wilderness. Eventually, those answers became connected to world evangelization. Those remnants didn't worry either. Rather, they connected everything to blessings and their mission and became the leading figures of the tabernacle, tent of meeting, tent, and temple movements. By properly holding on to the covenant, God will bless remnants and give them answers throughout their lives. When remnants focus on cultivating and enjoying spiritual strength, the answers regarding the skill summit and cultural summit will undoubtedly follow. Dear God, help me to know the joy of praying for 24 hours every day. Equip me with intellect and spirituality, and guide me to hold on to the correct covenant. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.